club.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier. Rush.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation to this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
A Friday edition, and for the final time, MG does return next week. Ryan Girdler, welcome to our special Friday edition of the show.
Thanks for having me. It's been a great week. I've thoroughly enjoyed it. Hope the big fella comes back nice and rested.
We're not actually on air, but we like to provide for the Rush Hour family, even when we don't have a show. Obviously, the 6 o'clock game of footy means we are not on air, but we put this out on Friday. If you're not listening via the Listener app, go and grab it, L-I-S-T-N-R. You can listen to all of Triple M's NRL calls via the Listener app. There's a pretty good little sports podcast on there as well.
Is there? What's that called?
The Scorecard.
I haven't heard it yet.
Yeah, it's good.
How's it going?
It's good value. It's a fast, fun hit of sport.
I don't have a lot of time in the mornings. How long does it go for?
It's 6-7 minutes.
It's perfect for
me.
Put it on while you're in the shower, maybe.
Yeah,
exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It keeps you honest in the shower. That other voice you hear is producer Charlie, because it's Friday. We do this. Blankety Blanks, sporting Blankety Blanks. This is our homage, our tribute to the late, great Graham Kennedy, where producer Charlie has sporting blank sentences that we need to fill in, Gerds. I can see a look of nervousness on your face.
Now, is it a quiz? Do we need to sort of use our name as our buzzer and call in, or do we both get an opportunity to fill the blank?
Well, we both get an opportunity to fill the blank.
Okay, and I'm not sure that's how Blankety Blanks worked.
Oh, don't. Now, listen.
I think you've changed the format there somehow.
This was MG. This is MG's baby.
Okay.
He loves this segment.
All right.
Well, so don't you come in and try and destroy.
So I get a shot at every blank.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
And there's no right or wrong answer.
No.
Just
no
say
one
whatever
wins.
You want, mate.
It's just a bit of fun for your Friday.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Take it away, Charlie.
Ash Taylor will be playing for blank next season.
Ash Taylor will be playing for an English team.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
Send him to the Super League.
Ash Taylor will be playing for Ipswich. No. No, that's not nice. I agree. I think he might find his way over to the old dart.
Ah, nice. Blank is the sport that should not be in the Olympics.
Oh, gee, that's a tough
one,
isn't
it?
That's a really hard one. I'm going to say fencing.
Great answer.
I'm going to say
fencing.
Great
answer.
Never understood it. Makes no sense to me whatsoever.
No one fights with swords anymore.
No.
No one. It's impractical. Is Greco-Roman wrestling still in there?
Wrestling,
or they got rid of it.
There's
it is.
Wrestling
if wrestling's still in, it shouldn't be. Get
Fair
rid
enough.
Of it.
All right. With all these new signings in 2022, the Bulldogs will finish blank on the ladder.
I think they'll finish 9th.
12th.
12th. Interesting. A club that should try and sign Wayne Bennett as their coach for next season is blank. He's a free agent, Wayne.
He's a free agent. And we're talking about there's potentially going to be some new clubs. So I'm going to say the new Brisbane franchise should lock Wayne Bennett up for 2024. Is he still, how old's he going to be in 2024? Hang on a
80?
Second.
He's 69. No, 72 now.
He's 72, is he? Oh, gee, 24 is a big ask, isn't it? So I'm going to say, I'd like to see him as a coaching director back at the Broncos.
Same thought, but here's where I'll throw a twist in. If the Gold Coast Titans don't crack finals this year or next year, I think they go in for Wayne.
What about Mal?
As the coach.
Are you talking about they get rid of Holbrook? Well,
if Holbrook can't get that squad
didn't
to the
just
finals at the end of next year.
Yeah, fair enough.
Maybe they look at the master.
There you go. Okay.
All right, finally, boys, blank is your dream holiday when the borders finally open up.
Oh, like, I'd love to visit my family in Adelaide, but I'm not going to say it's a dream holiday.
Also, those borders only closed recently.
Yeah, I know. I've had it. I could have gone back a couple of weeks ago. Dream holiday. Oh, take me to the North Shore of Hawaii again. I went there when my daughter was only a couple of months old with my wife, and it was just, it's beautiful. It's gorgeous. Hawaii.
I had a lot of time to think about this while you were coming up with your answer, and I was thinking about what you were thinking about.
You were thinking about
I just totally lost track.
Should we do family holidays together? Should we go
Why not? Yeah. I was thinking of Adelaide, you know, get down there in the hills. How good. I shouldn't have been there. Gee, I had a good time at the Southern Highlands a couple of weeks ago. I got to say, it was really nice. The borders need to be open for me to go to the Southern Highlands.
No, you could.
Well, that doesn't qualify then.
We have to come out of lockdown.
It was so good. Yeah. It was really nice. I'm going to say, look, whenever I go, Whenever I go anywhere on holidays, it involves taking the surfboard and there needs to be good waves. So there's a place in Peru called Chicama, the longest left-hander in the world. And I was actually booked in to go there in 2020 at the back end of the year. Did not happen for obvious reasons. Now, I've promised the guy that I was going to go with that as soon as everything goes back to some sort of normality, we would hit Chicama. So I'm off to Peru.
Nice. Off to Peru. How good. I reckon,
cold water, but I reckon, it goes for like over a kilometre, this wave.
Wow.
It's incredible.
I reckon that that band Equestrian Ride would probably go on that holiday. He'd come along for that trip, I reckon. Is that it, Charles?
That's it, boys.
Well done. Hey, well, let's throw that back on you then. Dream holiday. Once dream lockdown holiday. Comes, you and Siobhan, where are you going to head?
I might want to go somewhere a bit like European vibes with a bit of a party as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe to like Ibiza or like Lagos in Portugal, down by the cliffs.
I love that Lagos. As you've started saying this and talking about this, the lights in the studio have just gone out.
Yeah.
If a strobe comes on right now, we're there, Charlie.
And Fisher pops up on the
decks.
I'm losing it.
And the equestrian driver's probably there as well.
Poor Jamie Kerman. Righto, that is your Friday hit of the Rush Hour. Blankety blanks. Well done, Charlie. And Ryan Gerler, thank you. And well done.
Thank you.
For filling in. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Anytime at all.